All right, let's see what's going on in Berrigo and Houghton County. Got lots to talk about Keweenaw Bay, Huron Bay. Got Scott on the horn here from Woodland Firearms in Berrigo. How was your weekend, Scott?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yes, beautiful weather. It was nice weather to enjoy the outside.
It sounds like the fishing's doing pretty good as well. I heard that they're getting a lot further out on Keweenaw Bay and even Huron Bay now that things have tightened up quite a bit. Of course, let's start with Keweenaw Bay, though. They getting out to that whitefish hole that...
Yeah, they are. This morning I saw a couple shacks out there. That new ice, they're on it. It's probably only about 3 inches, so you got to be very careful. But they are getting out there with this cold weather. Last night it was down to about 12 degrees. It should be making ice, so that's pretty exciting.
Is that about as far as they're getting? Are they getting out to Pequamming yet?
No, they're not getting out to Pequamming. They're not even getting out around the Sandpoint there at all.
Oh, okay.
So they're just out in the middle of the Keweenaw Bay, but it's pretty solid. So even in front of Launce and they're getting out in front of the town pretty good, out in front of the American Legion on the Lawn side. They're getting out into that deeper water where, 40, 50 feet. So.
Now, the whitefish hole, if I remember, is like 80, right?
Yeah, that's like 80, goes out to about 100, and that's just straight off the Berrigo Marina. So they're getting out there this morning, I saw, and I think it looked like it was probably pretty solid ice, so there's nobody with machines out there. So.
Anybody catching any fish or talking about what's been working, or is that almost standard year to year?
That's pretty standard year to year. Some people swear by whatever they used the last time that they actually caught fish, but it seems to be pretty consistent. They are doing good on minnows. A few brown trout are showing up, some larger browns, and so those are pretty exciting, and they're biting on like a automatic fisherman or jawjacker, or sometimes they're even using tip-ups as well. So
those are pretty cool. You know, they set the hook for you and everything. But typically, don't they use just small Swedish pimples for those whitefish?
Yeah, they use it just whatever it takes to get down there. The whitefish, they got a Meigs jig, too, M-E-E-G-S, that has been doing pretty well. And so guys are buying that up as well. So
a Meigs jig. Interesting. Good stuff right there. Are they fishing out over by the Falls River, or, the mouth there?
Yes, they are. Yep. Usually they've been out around a bit away from the mouth, but just this morning or yesterday I saw guys who were pretty much on the edge of the ice there. So must be doing pretty well. Got to be got a lot of good ice out there too. So
typically, are they using single eggs and stuff like that over there, or are they using jig and spoons and shiver minnows, that kind of thing?
Yeah, typically over there it's lures. Yeah, they
okay.
Use spoons. They're looking for the trout and salmon coming in, and so they pick up, they're hoping for the occasional steelhead, some browns, some coho should be schooling up there, so, and then whatever else they can find.
Yeah, and splake too. I've been hearing a lot about splake.
Yeah, that's been pretty consistent. We're so grateful that the TNR decided to keep stocking them up here. Been a good solid fishery. So
all right, Scott, well, I want to move to Huron Bay in our next outdoor report, and we'll see if we got time. We might even tap you for some information up in Chassel as well. So can we get a little more time from you later this hour as usual?
Sounds good.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigo, stay tuned. We'll continue this report for his neck of the woods there around Keweenaw Bay later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.